Okay, fine.
Very good. So you have to tell me how to send it, because I have one like that, and I couldn't send it.
I uploaded a Dropbox with the Dropbox.
Yeah, it was very smart.
Little far smartphone.
That's what I... Okay, so we're going to go on to the next Indian. We finished Boina and Oihel, and now we're going to go on to Kosher. We were going through Halacha Shabbos, Al Seder. Now we're up to the Malacha of Kosher and Matir. Okay, Kosher and Matir are like a team. The Malachas is tying, making a knot, and then untying. Okay, and they go hand in hand. That means anything which is mutter to tie is mutter to untie. A knot, which you would not be allowed to tie on Shabbos, if it's tied before Shabbos, you can't untie it on Shabbos either. Now, where did they do this in the Mishkan, which is the source of all the Malachas? So they tied, there's a Machlaikas in the Gemara, but one opinion says that they tied the bottom of the Yerios to pegs in the ground. So that's what they did. There's different opinions. Now, basically, there are two factors when you're determining a knot on Shabbos, and we're gonna work out the two factors. One is a kesher uman. Kesher uman is, for example, I don't know much about the Navy or like sailing boats, but aren't there like special knots that they make sailors knots and all these achim?
The
Boy Scouts. Okay, so right across the street, you can bring them in. So these special knots, you gotta know how to do it. What's the word of these knots?
They're not tied really. You could untie them easily.
But
the more you pull it, the more it gets
tight. There's some vort to it, that it's tight, but...
Different knots have different functions. Like a slip knot gets tighter the more you pull it.
But it also can get undone very easily.
It can be undone very easily.
We'll see that in halacha, a slip knot is not a knot at all. So, is it still going?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure.
Okay, so...
I wasn't reading it, I was just taking
charge. Yeah. No, so... There's one thing is how tight the knot is. How strong is the knot? So if it's a kesher uman... If there's a kesher uman, then... It's a special type of knot that's tight. That's usur no matter what. That means that's the only factor you have to know. If it's a kesher uman, it's tight, it's a problem. Very tight. And we're not bekiyim, Chazal say, we're not bekiyim. We don't really know what is an uman, what's not an uman. So we say anything which is tight. And what goes into that, the minimal thing which goes into that is a double knot. A double knot. So a double knot would mean that you tie it and then you tie it again. Like a regular double knot. So that's always awesome, okay? That's one factor. The other factor is how long is, even if it's not a double knot, but how long are you planning on keeping it around for? Are you planning on keeping it around for a day? Okay, so let's break it down like this. Anything you're keeping it down for, you're gonna untie in less than a day, less than 24 hours. It's only going to be around for less than 24 hours, like your shoelace. Depending on the person, their tie. Some people, they every time you take on and off your tie, you untie it. Some people, they keep it on, and it's like that, you know, like on void. So, depending on the person, what? Yeah, your tie, you know, could be 24 hours. Anything which is up to 24 hours. Then there's another category. That's going to be mutter. Anything which is from between 24 hours and 7 days, and then there's more than 7 days, is already like considered like permanent. Right, now the case where it's not, where it's a little not clear, in a case where the derech of the world is that it stays for a long time, but you have das to make it shorter. So let's assume the whole thing has to do with you, your personal das, okay? So now, let's just go over, okay? Just the two factors. One factor is, how strong is the knot? Yeah? Is the knot very strong? Is it not going to stay put? Is it not going to stay put? That's example number one. Example number two is where the knot is not necessarily so strong, but you're going to keep it there forever. Okay? So let's just give a couple examples so you begin to understand where this applies so often and so frequently. Okay? So, you're taking out the garbage on Shabbos. Now, we're not going to discuss all the mukta issues. We've already discussed those many a time. But you're taking... So you're taking out the garbage in the case you're allowed to take out the garbage. And you have one of those pull-up garbages. The red strings tabs come up. So you tie it once, and then you tie it a second time. And you take it out. That's kesher shel kayama. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? So you can't make a double knot. Okay. Now, however, what about making a single knot? You tie it once.
You're not going to untie it.
Oh, so this is a very interesting shaila.
Well, easily untie it. It'll untie it by itself.
Will it untie by itself? It's not going to untie by itself.
Yeah, of course it does.
If the garbage bag's filled, and go like this, as soon as you put it into the can,
it will open up.
It'll open up. It's going to spread open.
Yeah, well. I mean, when you say tie twice, it means you make the initial knot, the first knot, and then you make another one?
Yeah. That you're not allowed to do, yes.
One, you just hold it like this, it's an open up.
That, you take the red tabs.
Mine always opens.
You take the red tabs and you pull it in, like, one time.
That's going to stay shut. If you just pull it, it's not going to open.
I don't know where you get your garbage bags from, but I probably is from
I throw it out, I don't pull it to see it happen.
I know some BJs and it's definitely stays.
So it's like this. If Lamaisa, it's totally going to come apart, then you're right. If it's not going to stay together for... But if basically we'll stay tied, so Yesh La'ayin, there are those. This is a very interesting Shiloh. The Shiloh was like this. The Shiloh was a Kesher, which you don't have any intention to keep it forever, but you don't have any intention to untie it either. You don't care about it. You tie it and throw it in the garbage. You don't care anymore. So is that considered that you need it forever, or is that considered you don't need it at all, even for a day?
You take the garbage out for a minute.
Right, all you care about is for a minute. So is the pshat that you need the positive das to untie it, or no? The fact is, I don't need it for more than a day. So if you say that I don't need it for more than a day, so then it will be mutar lechatchila to do one. You can't do two because then you have the other factor. It's tight. Remember, if either factor is existent, it's a problem. So if it's tight, it's also no matter what. So double knot is also. If it's not tight, it's still also if it's going to stay forever.
What about if it will loosen a little bit?
What? Fine. So that's what you want to say. So there's an interesting raya. Anyone that's learning Daf Yomi now. But there's an interesting raya that on Yom Kippur, they tied the red string to the horns of the Sawyer La'azazel. So the Maril Diskin brings over in a tshuva that L'chaira, that kesher was a kesher shel kayama because they were never planning on untying it. They're gonna push them off the cliff. But he says since they didn't need it to last, until they got there. So it's not called that day, it's a kasha shakayama. So it's very similar to the garbage case, right? That the pshat is.
Until
it gets outside.
The truck or whatever.
Yeah. Right. So therefore, some people are matir, some people are matir that case. However, that's only if you need a. We're talking about kosher. Time. So if you make a single knot on the garbage when you take it out, that probably, you know, there are mekilim on that. Because, but what you said, what about if you, and you, to make a double knot is for sure awesome.
Why?
What?
You don't care about a double knot.
No, but you might say it doesn't make a difference how long it is. It's strong. Once it's tight, it's a problem no matter what. Because you have the other problems, kesher shel uman. Now, what about what you said we're going to get into, okay? A knot. A single knot with a bow, like your shoelace. Okay, so we'll have to get into that in the oneness of that.
Like a knot.
We'll talk about that. Okay.
Wait, it's tight.
Now we'll see what the point is.
What about a newspaper? It comes in. I think they double tie it.
Yeah.
In plastic. It's double tied.
Yeah, mine's double tied.
Is it double tied?
Yeah, but how could I open it? If it comes on Friday, my Friday newspaper will open.
No, if you are able to open it on Shabbos.
How could you open a newspaper on Shabbos?
The rabbi said that they don't come here. It's not muksa when it's sent. They come here because they have, it's their job. They're not coming to deliver to you.
Not all those will come double tied.
might not come with your plastic.
That's
the journal comes double tied.
I'm just wondering if it's double tied. Is that a problem? Or should I not ask?
I mean, you're opening a double tied?
Because if you can't tie it, you can't open it, he said.
What about if you don't open it on
the
seams?
I mean, what?
When he says you can't open it, I mean, can you open it down the middle?
Okay, so, yeah, so then you can.
You can't tear the plastic.
I would say, well, okay, so think about it for a second. Okay, you have a double knot like that, but it was tied with the intention that you were going to untie it when you get it.
Or you tear. Probably intended you
so
tear.
So I would say it's better to tear it than to untie it.
Really? You could tear it on Shabbos?
I don't know if you're... Whatever. I don't want to be recorded as saying that condoning reading the newspaper on Shabbos.
But if reading the newspaper...
theoretically speaking, if you need some, like, you need some paper to eat over or something,
but
you know, like, as a placemat...
If you were able to read it, you could tear it?
I would say that's better than untying it, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, because untying a knot is chomer. You're not supposed to untie knots. Okay? So now, let's go over. So anytime you're doing a double knot, it's always a problem. And the lumdus of that is because the double knot is a tight knot. A tight knot is a problem. Tightness always makes a problem. That's like a kesher sha'uman. A single knot is not tight. However, then you have to go into the other factor. What about how long are you planning on keeping it for? So even a non-tight knot, okay, but if you're gonna, if it has a shame of a knot and you're keeping it for more than 7 days, it could be, it's also midoraisa, if you're keeping it for a long time. So therefore you have to go work with these two factors, okay? If you're keeping it for more than a day, between 1 and 7 days, you should also be machmer on that, okay? So now, a single knot normally, if you just tie something over once, it's not going to stay like that, right? If you have a plastic bag, like you said, if you have a plastic bag and you tie it like this, it doesn't even stay, right? It's going to undo itself. So therefore, that's not called a knot. Let's say you have two strings, right? And you just go like this, you made one knot, that's nothing, right? It's going to undo itself. That's not even, so that doesn't have a shame of a knot at all, okay? But any, so now, I'll give you another example of actually now we're talking about tzitzis, a double knot. So the tzitzis, right, this is a double knot, right? Because you tie it over itself twice. If it's loose on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tighten it. Tightening your tzitzis on Shabbos could be an issur d'orais.
I saw Hasidim checking the tzitzis on Shabbos.
Yeah, but not, yeah, well, that's because you're putting it away for next Shabbos, so you want to check it.
No, on themselves, like, they're going to finish up on this week. There's 50 scrambles. They're taking out all the tzitzis.
Well, you're not supposed to, lemaisa, check your tzitzis. Some people hold, you're not supposed to check.
Shabbos.
I know, because you're not supposed to check your tzitzis on Shabbos because you're afraid that you're going to come to tighten the knots.
Probably because of this.
On Tzagufa, you're not supposed to tighten the knots on Shabbos. That's a double knot. Okay? Now, so we're saying a double knot is always a problem, or any other kind of complicated knot. If it's a single knot and you're keeping it for less than, you know, 24 hours or for a very simple amount of time, then it'll be motzi. If you're planning on keeping it for longer, then it'll be a problem. Now, let's give another example. What about, like we said, what about a knot? And remember, like I'm saying, hu'adin, the other way, untying. Okay, so let's say you had a double knot tied, and then you want to undo it. You can't do it either. I don't know what the example would be, but now, what about a common case is a knot, a bow on top of a knot? That's like the case where in halacha, a bow, what's a bow really? If you think about it. A bow, the way the Chazal explained it, a bow means that you didn't pull the string all the way in. You leave it partially out. Right? Like a slip knot, basically.
Right.
Right? So in other words, instead of pulling it all the way in, so you put it in, but you're really not sticking it all the way in. So you're creating this bow. Right? You're making a bow, so you don't want to stick this piece in. So you just make a bow, right? So now, if you make a bow, it's not a kesher at all on Shabbos. It's mutzal l'chatchil, even if you're going to keep it forever. Because it's not called a kesher, okay? Now, if you make one knot, and then a bow on top with your shoelaces, so now, that's already a problem. Now, the grad in the lumdus of it is a shiloh, what's the problem? Is it, because the chora, one knot is nothing, and the bow is nothing. So now, why two of them together? So here, so the pashup shot is because really one kesher, one knot is a problem. It's just the only reason one knot is not a problem is because it's going to get undo itself. Once you make the bow on top, it's not going to undo itself anymore. Okay? So once you make one knot, it's not going to undo itself, it has a shame kesher. For example, another case where this is nagea, is if you make one bow, one knot, and you tuck in the ends so that it won't untie. Right? It's the same idea. You know, so where this happens, the place can talk about it by your lulav. Sometimes you lose one of the rings, so you want to make a new ring. You take a little piece and you wrap it around, and then you make one, you pull it around, one kesher, and you tuck in the ends. Right? So that's one kesher that's not gonna undo itself, because now you've tucked in the end, or you make a bow at the end. Right? So you're making one kesher that's gonna stay, it's gonna remain that way. Okay, so what's the din of that? So we hold that that's awesome. Now, if you're only gonna do it for less than a day, it's mutter. But if you're gonna do it for between 1 and 7 days, that's a problem. So I'll give you a couple examples where this comes up all the time. First of all, by Galila. Why nowadays did they all of a sudden come up with these Galila clips? Right? The Velcro or the clips that have the two Sifrei Torah. In the olden days, it just had a nice good old gartel, and you wrap it around, because what do? Lamaisa, you get Galila, you tie it around, you make one bow, you pull it around over itself, so you make one knot, and then you tuck in the sides. And when's the next time you're going to lane? 7 days. So Shachar is not a problem because you're going to lane a Mincha, but what about Mincha?
Monday.
So it's, you're leaving it for between 1 and 7 days. So that time period of 1 and 7 days is questionable. So it's not so lechatchila.
So Moshe didn't know about this 70 years ago?
No. So what they used to do is faket. One, they were talking to chachamim. So what they would do is they would just wrap it around and tuck it in. They wouldn't make the knot. You wrap it around 3 times and tuck in the ends. But now that people weren't so aware of that, so they started making the knots. So the companies figured, let's chop a rind and we'll add in a nice silver clip in the front, and now we yoytze all the chumas. So, but that's an example. Or another very important example. Okay, let's say your daughter. Okay, so tying your shoes is obviously mutter. Why? Because tying your shoes, you're gonna undo itself every time. What? Yeah, but to get untied, my son.
So then the question is like this.
Your intention is not to keep it there forever.
Not always true. The people who know that tie shoes will slip on their shoes. And but tie open, you're gonna tie it. If you're not gonna open it up again after whatever, every time it'll slip it.
I hear. So if you're talking gonna do that, then I don't know.
But
Lamaisa, what's the derech? Does the derech mean that it stays for more than a day?
No.
Okay, so the derech is that it's going to get untied. Now, Chazal, Lamaisa, right? Lamaisa, even by him, the derech is it gets untied within a day. It doesn't stay like that forever. I mean,
I'll tell you it does.
So what happens if the whole world unties it and he has das to keep it for more than 7 days? It's not so posh with that.
Well, the one said it's right. It doesn't always stay for
it. Right. Now,
like twist off.
Hold on. Wait. So again, now the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says that Tamidei Chachamim are not allowed to tie their shoes on Shabbos. Why? It's exactly more because Tamidei Chachamim, these Tamidei Chachamim, they wore their shoes the whole week. They only took off their shoes on Shabbos.
Wow.
Because they taka just put their head down on a shtender and went to sleep for a few hours, but they never took off their shoes the whole week. So that's what Gemara says. So Gemara says, Tamidei Chachamim, what? Tamidei Chachamim are not allowed to tie their shoes on Shabbos.
Have you ever been to Israel? You think the Sephardi kids take off their shoes on top of the shoes? They slipped their foot back.
Well, my son, they wore their shoes the whole week because they never took it off the whole week, to even at night. It's unbelievable how small that you think about it. So
when would they put them back on to start?
So that's a big shaila. We're trying to figure out. So when did it start? Shabbos morning. Friday night they took off their shoes.
So they tied a knot that lasted.
So that was the question. When are they tying it? Shabbos morning? Whatever, you have to work out the technicalities. But the point is that the Gemara says, so the place can end up saying it's not talking about that case. It's talking about someone that's like a Talmid Chacham that he's making a knot that will last for 7 days. But the point is that you're doing it al das with the intention to make it last for 7 days. Now, here's a very shchiach example that I don't think people know so much. Now, so anything which you're going to untie and tie, tie, untie, that's a vada mutter, right? But you could have the following case. Let's say, we had this shayla. Let's say if you have a belt. So if you have a belt, you know, let's say you have a, your daughter has a little dress and she has a belt. And the belt, you make a knot with a bow. That's fine, because in order to take off the dress, she has to undo the belt. But let's say you have a little girl, and she wears a dress, and in the back, she has a bow. But really, you're tying it. Hopefully, it's going to stay on. You're not interested in getting... It's not made to untie, really. So if it gets undone on Shabbos, she's running around a little wild. And now she comes to you. Can you tie it? So you're tying it with the intention that it should be like that until next Shabbos. So if Lamaisa, it's going to get untied again three times before then the Shabbos, fine. But if Lamaisa, it pretty much stays put, so it would be a Shaila to make that Kesher on Shabbos. Okay? Huadin, also, a person who makes their tie, right? So there's two types of ties, Kayidua. There's two types of ways to make a tie. There's one way to make a tie that if you pull this piece out, the whole thing gets undone. Right? So that's called an aniva. That's just like a bow. So that's moto. But if you, there is a way to do it that if you pull out this piece, the thing stays, right? So if that stays, it's a kesher. And if Shabbos morning, so it depends. If Shabbos morning you're redoing your tie and it's gonna you're gonna take it off Motzei Shabbos, undo it, fine. It's not going to stay for 24 hours.
That's why people don't wear a tie by Moshe.
But, new meaning. But, if...
Some people don't wear ties on Shabbos, or jackets, just to make sure they don't
forget to put on a tie. But if you're tying it, that you're going to tie it Shabbos morning, and you're going to leave it in your closet, you know, slip it over your head and put it away, then it's Taka Shaila if you could tie it Shabbos morning.
But it's only one knot. But it's never going
to be. Yeah, but it's only one knot, but it's meant to. But you're doing it for more than a week.
Yeah,
all right? So now. It's a carrot. You have to come so prepared for Shabbos, you have to make your tie Friday afternoon already. Yeah, in a chanam, if you're running into Shabbos with your tie halfway off.
Are people makbid or not to make a tie?
Well,
they're liquid.
I'm saying it depends what your derech is. If your derech is normally that you untie it, then you're mutter. But I know some people, myself included, I don't untie it really.
You don't untie?
But everyone should come untie by the
same. Yes.
Do you keep it tied?
Yeah, because my tie's always tied, so...
He in his closet, his tie's always tied.
So, now...
You can separate the clothes. Ziploc top.
The zipper ties are... Yeah. Now...
Would a watch be an issue? Because you're making a not tying, you're just
like
take it off.
I guess the only issue is tying, that is
you take it off anyway.
Now, by the way, what happens if you're tying your shoes and you miss the bow? And if you miss the bow, all of a sudden it ends up being a double knot. Now we just said a double knot is always also to tie in Shabbos. So if it's always also to tie, then what's the halacha? It's also to untie. So now you can't untie it. What's the story with that? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chai Adam. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chai Adam that Lamaisa it's mutter. Because since you didn't intend to make a double knot, so you're allowed to untie it on Shabbos. So it's not going to be a problem. What? That mistake is not a problem.
What about making a double bow?
A double bow is not a problem.
It stays forever.
A double bow is not a problem.
Correct.
Why is slipping the knot mistake is not a problem?
I always make a double bow because it stays, but you just slip that also.
Yeah, a double bow is not a problem. Now it's like this. Lamaisa, what happens if you do a single knot and it's going to stay like that, right? A single knot with like a piece of metal. Like, let's say you have a metal string, right? That's like, it will stay tight if you have one knot. We said if you take one knot, it's not going to stay. Nothing's going to happen. Unless you do a bow on top and you tuck it in or something like that. But let's say you do one tie. Oh, one other very important thing you reminded me. This thing that one knot is mutter, because one knot doesn't stay unless you make a bow on top, unless you tuck in the sides. That's only one bow. That's only one knot when the one knot is putting together two strings. But if you do one knot of one string on itself, that avada will stay, right?
That's an issue.
You know, one string with one knot, that will stay. Like, or for example, let's say you have a plastic bag, right? With cookies in it, right? Not a Ziploc, a regular plastic bag, right? That type of bag. And then, you know, you take the top of it and you just tie it on itself, right? So there, one knot will stay forever. So if you're planning on doing it just for a day, it's mutter. But if you're planning on putting it away now, for example, this could happen. Let's say you want to put something in the freezer till next Shabbos. A challah.
You twist your tie. Is that an issue?
What?
Oh, that's what he's talking about right now.
Hmm?
The wire.
Yeah, exactly. It's the
wire. What? That's the mistake. Right, for sure. I'm saying a chiddush that even a single knot, if it's on top of itself, will also stay.
It's a Ziploc bag.
All right? A Ziploc bag is not a problem. But let's say you want to put something in the freezer till next Shabbos. So you take it, and you tie it on itself. That's also a problem if it's one knot. Meaning to say, if you take two strings and you make a knot, it's not going to stay. But if you take one string, right, and you make a knot,
right?
Avada, this is going to be very tight, right? Okay. So I'm saying, let's say, for example, you take a bag, and then you tie it on itself. One knot, that's going to stay. That's a problem. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, what about twisties? So twisties is not really a knot. You're not making a knot. You're twisting. But the problem is that the Rambam says that twisting a string together, again, using this as an example, right? Twisting things together, like you take strings and you twist them together, the Rambam says that's also a tolda of kosher. That's kosher. So therefore, taking a twisty, and twisting it on itself, according to the Rambam, is a real shayla of kosher. Now, normally it's not such a big deal, because normally with those twisties, you're not putting something away for a week. You're putting it away for a few hours, till shal shudis, till tomorrow morning. You're not really putting it away for a long time. But if you are putting a twisty in, like let's say, you know, you have something extra, you're putting it in the freezer for a week, not so posh.
Just to start, this is when das, when you're doing it. So you have das, you can use special shiddos. Someone invites you for special shiddos, you don't do it. You have to open it before.
No. But the opposite would also be true. Let's say you take something out of the freezer that has a twisty, same shayla. Are you allowed to undo it now? Right? So now, let's say a lot of times, with the store also, with the challah. But again, the challah, you buy in the store, they put a twisty. Hopefully that challah wasn't baked 3 days ago. It's probably hopefully fresh, right? So they just twisted it within 24 hours. So it's mutter. And even if it's not within 24 hours, it's definitely not more than 7 days. So therefore, that's mutter also. You know, you have that twisty. But those twisty things are interesting to note. And also, we had this shiloh lately, and I said it over 2 weeks ago in the share, but also similar shiloh, when you have champagne, right? A champagne type of bottle. And on top of the champagne bottle, you have that metal cage that holds in the cork, right? So you have to untwist it. So that's a real problem, because over that thing, right, that was probably on for months, not 7 days, right? That's age, the wine, right? It could be years. Right, the wine bottle's made there, sitting there, shipped over from France, who knows when, and whatever. So you have this thing, and you, untwisting it. So Alamaisa, I didn't see it anywhere at the time. So I said over last week, or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that maybe it's a shayla. Alamaisa, I taka saw that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says to be machmer on that. So, Lamaisa, if you could loosen it before Shabbos, you're better off. What's it called? Yeah. Okay, let me just go over the examples.
I think one of the reasons why they put that though is because they're afraid of juice and it will pop the cork.
Yeah, but is that really going to happen in a couple hours?
Sorry?
Is that going to happen in a few hours?
Awesome.
No, leave it on. Just loosen it a little bit. Loosen it enough that on Shabbos you can just kind of take it off, right? Because you don't have to totally undo it, right? So loosen it enough before that on Shabbos when he comes, you just like pull it apart and what's it called? Now that's Now, what happens if your child made a knot? Your child made a knot, and they had no das to untie it. And then, you know, like, what am I supposed to do now? I need this thing, right? So the maisa, do they have an ability? Is their kesher called the kesher shel kayama? Kesher shel kayama of a child. So it says over here, Mr. Karelis said that it is. It's called the kesher. So you got to watch out. You know, don't let them, you know, start doing things that you don't want them to do. Yeah. Now what Shlomo Zalman, this is not to get to us, this is interesting to know, Shlomo Zalman has a whole shaila about stitches. Because at the end of the thing, they make a knot. And he has a whole shaila about this thing because it's not really necessary, apparently. So he says it's a kosher. It's a whole thing about a kosher on a person. Besides that kosher, that's a shaila of teufer, but whatever. Now, there's another malacha out there. Yeah. One other thing in kosher is, if there is a kesher that you're not allowed to untie, this is a little different than I said. If you have two strings which are attached to each other through a kesher and you're not allowed to untie it, you're also not allowed to cut it. Because that's essentially untying it. You're accomplishing the same thing as untying it. Okay? So you have to, you know, be careful about that also. Okay? Now, another time that this is Nagir, by the way, a lot of times. Yeah. Okay, fine. Now, there's another malacha that I don't know if we'll finish today, but we'll talk about a little bit. Is there any questions on kosher? Anything that, like, any examples that you have that come to mind?
Going back to the shoe, you can make a knot, and there's a bow, and then another bow, and that's fine.
A bow and another bow?
Yeah, double bow is fine.
How did the halacha define the difference between a bow and a bow?
So a bow, the halacha is that a bow means that you did not bring the string all the way through the hole. In other words, it's a slip knot, basically. You could just untie it by you don't have to undo the knot to untie it. You just pull it through. Like, this is a bow. Why? Because you just go like this and it gets undone. That's the idea. So all those things is a different block. What?
So slip knots are okay.
Yeah.
You gotta be strong.
Yeah. Because because since you don't need to untie it to undo it. So therefore, it doesn't need to be matir, so it's not kosher.
But it can't be.
It could be, but it could also be undone very simply.
Can you undo
it? So you can use it. You can always put a bow on it.
Anything if it was already knotted before, then you're not allowed to knot it on Shabbos.
Unknotted,
yeah.
You go to your shoes and lo and behold, there's a knot there. I guess the bow came out.
Well, we said a bow that comes out into a knot is not a knot.
Yeah.
Allah, keep speaking. So,
also, what about loose knots?
Yeah, it's a good point, my friend. What's it
about loose knots?
Ross is whatever. Why can't you just use the garbage can and just do it as a bow?
What?
Make one knot and then make it as a bow.
What?
And throw the garbage out.
One knot is fine, but you can't do the knot
make
in the
it
bow.
Make it a bow. Why not?
What do you want to do?
He's saying a bow, just one bow.
Not a knot and a bow. A shoelace is a bow, a knot, and then a bow. That you can't do.
You can or can't.
Not. So on your shoes you could, because you're going to undo it within 7 days. But on a garbage you can't.
Something else that's sort of permanent.
Yeah, and like I said, on the garbage or on your kid's dress, those cases you can't, because those are semi-permanent, right? So again, there's two factors. Each one makes it awesome. Either a double knot or some sort of permanent knot. That's awesome no matter what. Or a single knot, which will remain for more than a day. It's also a problem. So either one of those, either it's going to remain for more than a day, or a double knot, either one of those factors makes it a problem. Okay? Now there's one other, there's another malacha that, why?
If you do only one, you don't tighten it.
So you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't do double though. Even though it's going to the garbage.
Can you tell a guy to do it?
No.
I mean that bow and that nail.
Yeah, just tell him to take out the garbage. He'll probably do it the way he does it normally. But, you know, or for example, you know where it's very negate also?
Right.
Is that a lot of people, let's say that you're changing a dirty diaper. So you have a diaper, you put it into a plastic bag. And then the plastic bag, you like tie it like four times. You know, you don't want this to get loose. But sometimes you'll make a double knot on that. Without thinking about it. It's awesome. Yeah. You gotta watch out for that.
Is it rising?
That's a bad one, yeah.
There's such a thing as a diaper also, like,
that's much hotter help with the rising.
What? Not closing the diaper. Oh, that's something else. Okay. So now, approaching kosher is very mekusher. Kosher is very connected with another malacha called Teufer. Teufer is the malacha of sewing. So we have to define what is essentially the difference between the malacha of sewing and the malacha of knotting together. It's two ways of being mechaber something, right? So the halacha is, Teufer is awesome. Teufer is sewing. So another way of sewing on Shabbos is like, let's say, like you said, sticking on something, a sticker, okay? It's like being medabic, two things. So next week we'll define exactly what is teufer, what is the malacha of sewing, and how is it different than the malacha of kosher? Okay, Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan have a vart to explain why is teufer different than kosher. Okay, well, and teufer is very negeh also, sewing. If they get, you know, like zippers, you know, have to discuss that. Or all these types of stickers and stuff like that, making a band-aid. All these things have to be discussed under the malacha of teufer, and we'll see what the difference is between those two malachas. Okay, fine, shkoya.
Ross. Two official, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'd like to make a public welcome back to our friend Ross.